please go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from this morning so that we can hear where you are? Come on with it.
God bless, Amber from Chicago.
God bless you, woman of God. Good to have you on board. Chicago in the house. Anybody else out there that want to give your name and where you're calling from?
Audrey from Chicago.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's good to have you on the call today. We are excited. This is our magnificent Monday, and it is the morning master's call, and we are excited about it today, excited about what Jesus is going to share with us through our awesome woman of God. And I'm going to move out of the way so that I might turn this call over to our hostess with the mostest, Miss Tiffany. Are you out there?
I am out there, Miss.
All right. I'm not sure I'm hearing you there.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You can take it away. I'll step aside and let you have it.
Okay, I keep on getting muted out, but can everybody hear me out there? I hope you hear me loud and clear. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Morning Call. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from Inglewood, California, and it is indeed a privilege and pleasure to greet each one of you, the Master Morning Call listeners, on this magnificent Monday morning. We thank you that you have stopped by to join us to seek the Lord first in his face and his righteousness, and know that everything else will be added unto you. So we bless each one of you, and we thank you for joining us on the Master's Morning Call. If you just joined us and you have not yet given us your name and where you're calling from, if you would be so kind enough to do so at this time. Okay, and maybe the whole call has been muted. So I greet each one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for truly we serve an awesome God. And I thank God that he kept each one of us through the weekend. So let's go ahead and start off this call. And we, the Master's Morning Call, our scripture reference that we have for this call that Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa had when the call started back on October the 25th of 2010 was Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we thank God that his ear is open to hear our cry early in the morning, and our prayers come before him. And when they come before him, truly, he might not answer when we want him to, but one thing I do know is that he will answer right on time. So we bless each one of you. If you ever have any concerns, if you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this line, or if you have any prayer requests, we invite you to use our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themasters with the S, morningcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to go back and listen to the messages that we have every day, Monday through Friday, we welcome you to visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would go ahead and our mission statement that we have for each and every believer is that this call is destined to enrich you, to enhance you, and to empower you as believers as you begin your day. So we bless each one of you, and we thank you for joining us on the Master's Morning Call. At this time, I would like to ask Kathy Washington if she would come back and open us up in a word of prayer. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, praise God. I am excited to be able to come together with you all and go into the throne of God. Let's do that now. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this, another day that you've given unto us. We always say, God, that it is the day that you've made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you, Lord God, that you caused your angels to encamp round about us and kept us as we slept on last evening. And you caused us to get up, Lord, and see this new day. We bless you, God, for it. We never take it for granted because there were some who lay down last night, God, and they did not wake up to see another day. So we thank you today. We thank you for being our God and being the one that we can run into present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's with us in the midst of our situation and circumstances. Thank you that you're Jehovah Shalom. You're our God of peace. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, God, you give us your peace, and it is a peace that surpasses all understanding. And we give you glory today. We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the one who always provides for us. Thank you, God, that there's nobody else like you nowhere. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. You are the one who heals us, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us and all that you continue to do for us. And as we stand, Lord God, and we are in great anticipation, we're prepared, God, with our ears to your mouth, God, saying, what do you have to say to us today? I thank you for everyone that is gathered upon this call today. I pray, Lord God, that the word would fall on good ground today, and we would, our hearts would be open and set with great expectation of what you're going to say. I pray, Lord God, that you would use your servant this day in the name of Jesus. We pull on the anointing in her, Lord God, and we ask, Lord God, that you would just use her for your glory today in the name of Jesus. We come against any attack, any diabolical attack of the enemy. We say that you will not exist on this call today. No interferences, no distraction whatsoever. We shall hear what thus saith the Lord. And so we call right now upon you, Lord God, to set the atmosphere. We acknowledge you, God, on this call today. And we say, Lord, I have your way in the name of Jesus. Now we pray, Lord God, for the founders of Artists International. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to order their steps, continue to lead them in every way as they build this company, continue to grow this company in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're going to do. We're ready, Lord God, to receive from you today. Have your way, we say, in the name of Jesus. We're calling on you, Lord God, to have your way. Now, move in the midst of us today. Let our hearts be stirred, God. Let us not be hearers of the word only, but doers of the word. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for opening up the highways and the byways for the Lord to intervene this morning. God bless you. Once again, you have dialed into the Master's Morning Call, and where our founders are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, along with Dr. Jocelyn Henderson. And we welcome each one of you with kingdom greetings on behalf of the Master on this morning. So we thank you for joining us on the call. And for all you artists, distributors out there, wow, wow, wow. Okay, so we have had coffee in our hands for 7 days now. If you have not tasted the coffee, then I advise you to try the new cafe and see what it's about. Because one thing I know is that we cannot sell something that we don't know about. We say be a product of the product. So if you don't drink coffee, you got to start drinking it, because that's the only way you're going to know what it's going to do. There's so many testimonies already out there of people who have already released weight due to the coffee. And I'm saying released it because, see, when you lose something, you go back to try to find it. Now, when we lose these pounds, we're not going back to get them, so we're releasing them so that they'll be gone forever. So I say tap into your back office, because, see, artists is super fantastic, as Dr. PK would say. We have trainings coming up the next several Saturdays on the cafe. So check your back office today and see what's going on. If you're not a member of Artists International and you have no clue what I'm talking about, then I advise you to get back with the person who invited you to this call to find out truly what is Artists International all about. So I bless each one of you this morning, and I thank God that he allowed us to wake up into another magnificent Monday morning. And now at this time, I am going to go ahead and humble my spirit and bring on to you a virtuous woman of God, a prophetic woman of God. And, you know, she is I mean, sometimes she just blows me out of the water. And I know she always says, you know, she is the acronym queen. So this is what I did this morning. I took the initials of her name, and I know some of these words are not really what her initial is, but, you know, you guys will understand where I'm coming from. First of all, V, virtuous. She's a virtuous woman of God. A, anointed. And then I know it's an N there, which is, you know, an N, but I'm saying it's a K because I'm saying she's very knowledgeable of what God gives to her. E, anytime she comes on this line, she is always about excellence. I said excellence and then class. And then she is very spiritual. She is a strong-willed woman. And, again, I'm going to say that A again because she is anointed. So I'm not going to change it to another word. So at this time, I would like to bring on, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to me to bring on to each of you this morning, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, it's all yours.
Thank you, Tiffany. I've never been introduced like that. And I so appreciate you and your spirit and your dedication to our TMC every morning. The Master's Call family appreciate you. We love you. We esteem the God in you. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for opening us up in prayer. I do have a word from the Lord. Want to go right into it. Taught this a while ago on our other inspirational call, and the Lord sent me another way this morning when I was up in prayer at 5 and told me to go back and really take time and teach this again. Pray I get through all of it this morning in our 15 minutes of teaching, but if not, definitely next Monday we'll complete it. We're in a season where there are so many questions in the hearts and the minds of people. There's so many of us who sincerely want to make sure we're in the center of God's will, not in the outer court or even the inner court, but we want to be in the holy of holies of what God is saying and doing through us. So the title for my message today is the WWW for Godly Success. We all know about the Internet and the World Wide Web, but we're going to take time and teach some profound but powerful principles about the Word, the Will, and the Way of God, the WWW for Godly Success. It's the Holy Internet Highway to Victory. The WWW, first we're going to talk about the Word, then we're going to talk about God's will for our life, and then we're going to talk about God's way. Because if we don't get all three right, we can still miscarry. We can literally abort a God-ordained assignment for our lives. So the most accurate method of assuring that we make sure we do everything in harmony with heaven is to follow this global WWW way of decision-making. I have a prophet class of prophets in training, been training prophets for over 15 years and mentor them. And in their class, one of their main handbooks that I make us all read is by Dr. Bill Hammond's book on prophets and personal prophecy. And some of you may say, well, I'm not a prophet at all, but you're a believer. And if you're a believer who can't hear correctly what thus saith the word of the Lord, if your human spirit is shouting louder than the spirit of the Lord, then we have a problem. NASA, we have a problem. So we're going to talk today about decision-making with knowing God's word first, then lining up with his will. Because there's a permissive will, but there's a perfect will of God for everything in our lives. And then we got to do it his way. We can't hijack it and then run off and do it our method, which is not the way God wants to do. You know, many times we said the right thing, but we said it a wrong way, with attitude and all kinds of other baggage on it. So we want to determine, take a lot of notes from Dr. Bill Hammond's book, but we want to determine God's word on any matter in our life. We want to determine his specific will about it, and then we want to follow through doing it his way to fulfill it. So we're going to talk about the holy Internet highway of God, directing us on how to live for Christ. Because, see, again, there are three traffic lights, and all three of these WWWs must be green before we can proceed on our way. Our Internet highway can travel all over the world of God to WW, but, again, all three lights, the Word, his will, and utmost, doing it his way, is imperative. So let's start off first with God's Word. First, we have to have the Word of God. I love acronyms, as Tiffany said, but here's one we've heard for years,
the Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. That is your sword. And, you know, when we put on our armor of God in Ephesians 6, do you know the only piece of armor that is proactive, that is aggressive, is the Bible, the sword? Everything else just prepares you to take a hit. When you put on your helmet, it's to react to a hit. When you put on your shield, it's to react to a hit. But you put on every other piece of garment, it's to react. But the sword is proactive. So we got to start first with what does the word say about it? See, for a person to receive a green light on the word of God, we must have more than one obscure verse for validation. I get nervous when folks go to one scripture to prove something, because you can prove anything with just pulling out one scripture. We cannot use the rhema, the revelation, just any way we want, because you could take one scripture like Isaiah did and go naked in public, be a holy streaker, or the rhema taken wrong way, like Hosea to marry a harlot, in order to justify us doing some of the same things today. We know the word tells us you cannot date or marry a man or a woman, a married man or woman, and try to justify it by saying that they are married only by paper, or try to justify something by leaving work early often, all the same being OB, and still turning hours reflecting a full work week. We could justify with one line a lot of things. Well, it was hot in here. Well, in Texas, it's been hot in Dallas for a while here lately, but we still got to do the right thing. We have to take the whole counsel of God's word. We have to be careful that we don't plant the wrong kind of seeds, but surely we'll get a harvest that we don't want. Before the green light of the word can come on, the spirit of the word and the letter of the word must agree. In other words, what it is saying in its context. I always laugh and tell people I went in debt over $40,000 to learn the correct hermeneutics, the what, when, where, how, and who. Who was Paul writing that book to? Where was he going? Who was the audience? See, when you put it in its context, then it makes more sense. God is a spirit, and the spirit of the word is the nature, the character. We know character is the fruit. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23, when we see where our character from the word should line up with those fruits of having the agape love of Christ, the joy, the peace, the faithfulness, those other nine gifts, and the principles of God. You may think you found a verse or two that gives you a green light, but if it's contrary, if it's opposite to the nature of God and his general principles, then you are misinterpreting the verse and you're taking it out of context. Just go say amen or OB. Because see, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, it's a very high probability that it's a duck. And in God's pond, this duck won't float when it contradicts the word, no matter what. You cannot justify sin or mess and try to make it into your message. Expose every thought. We're talking about the word. Expose every thought, impression, and suggestion that comes to you from any source, regardless how spiritual or godly that it may sound. Make sure it lines up with the whole Bible, the whole counsel of God's word, not just the part we like. We can't just read in the good news, because, see, there's some hard discipline that the Bible has. I love to be an encourager. I love to be an exhorter. That comes easy to me, to believe the best in people. But when we are tripping, when we got hit with a spirit of stupid, I got to speak that truth in love, too, and say, homegirl, my brother, come back, come back. You're tripping. You're on an orbit. Star Trek hadn't found it. So you got to have the balance and speak the whole counsel so that we avoid interpreting or entering into deception and delusion when we don't stay balanced. Keep a love for the truth as it is and not what we may selfishly want to interpret to be. See, learn to love the truth, no matter how painful it may be to swallow sometimes, first about ourselves. Learn to love the truth no matter how hard it is, to make sure that we accept it and embrace it. I often laugh and tell some saints when they come to me for counseling or just to talk, I said, baby, if you were in prayer, because I know he has never held up from telling me what I was wrong, and I just think God is an equal opportunity lender. If you get in front of him and you sincerely go in, not you doing all the talking, because prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. you may speak your petition, but then you need to practice the sum principle, the shut up ministry, and listen to what God is speaking back to your heart. And if God, if you get before God and ask him, was my heart right, God? Search my motives. He has never been short of saying, Vanessa, what you did was right, but how you did it was all off. Now, I know if he can speak it to me, he can speak to other folks. And when we're out doing stuff that we know is contrary, don't tell me you got a prayer life. I don't know who you're praying with, but if you're praying to God, he will correct us because he loves us. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. See, my mother always says this, especially when I've done something wrong, and I get so mad. Even at 87 years old, when I was home visiting her the other week, she reminded me of her saying, you want to judge others by their actions, but you want to judge yourself by your intentions. In other words, well, I intended to, but you want to be hard on the other person for what they actually did. So she was reminding me, that, I guess, the mercy part, but be careful because all of us may have good intentions, but what's it saying? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Our carnal nature, our carnal fleshly nature always wants its way and is inherently selfish. That's why children, babies, come out selfish inherently till you discipline them, till they learn, and it takes a while to cooperate with their spirit man. We have to remember that there's a balance that has to be addressed. Thoughts and desires should not be made prayer petitions until they receive a green light from the Word. Let me say that again. Our thoughts and desires should not be made prayer petitions until you know that they line up and receive a green light from the Word of God. If your thoughts or desires are unscriptural, improper, illegal, or immoral according to divine principles, then you're wasting your time by asking God to let you do it. It is the devil who will be responding. Remember, God and his word are one. They are three that bear record in heaven. 1 John 5:7, that seventh verse of 1 John 5, says the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these are one. And remember, we're in a dispensation now. We're in an era now where that paraclete, that Holy Spirit inside of you, that gentleman, will always guide you. His job is to be our comforter, our Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, our guide. But he's a gentleman. If that fleshly human spirit says, I don't want to do it, I don't feel like doing it, I'm not going to do it, Holy Spirit will back up and let you bounce all the way to the gates of hell. Because his job is to speak the truth, but we always will have a choice. I'm going to help somebody today. See, with these thoughts forefront in our minds, before you and I accept any thought as, quote, from the Lord, or take on any enterprise, we must make sure we have an absolute green light from the Word of God, the Bible. But even then, we do not yet have an open road for full speed ahead. We must look for the two other green traffic lights before we can have heaven's full approval, before we can have heaven's full authority, before we can have heaven's full anointing. We're talking about today the WWW for godly success, the holy internet highway to victory, the word, the wheel, and the way. It's quite obvious. With two more minutes, I'm going to just start on the second one, and we'll finish the rest next week. The second W of our holy internet highway is the will of God. And if there's any place where we miss it most, where we derail, but with sincere hearts, we sincerely miss it, is right here where we're trying to implement the will of God in our life. Just as God has a general will for all mankind, he has also a specific will for each individual. So here's the question. How do we come to know the specific will of God for our lives? See, there's no specific scripture in the Bible to find out what college should I go to, or is this the right man or woman to marry, or is this the right job I should take. We all desire to be in the divine will of God. God's method of personal, individual revelation in the scripture is widely varied, See, for Joseph, he used dreams. He spoke to Moses with an audible voice out of the fire. He whispered to Elijah in a still, small voice. He sent the archangel Gabriel to Mary. He appeared personally to Paul in the glorified body of Jesus on the Damascus Road. He spoke to David through the prophecy of Samuel and then later through Nathan with the rebuke. He sent word to Jehu through the prophet Elisha and others. He directed Timothy through the laying of hands with prophecy by the presbytery. And he guided Jesus through divine revelation knowledge. See, for me, God deals with me heavily in dreams, and I have open visions. And see, the world calls that deja vu, where when I first was being stirred with my prophetic gift and I had no teaching and I didn't understand, I would walk in a room and it would freak me out because I felt like I'd already been there before. I'd already seen the colors. I'd already seen people's faces until I started understanding that God was dealing with me. He was showing me. He was forewarning me. And the intimate relationship of our own personal relationship is God, with God. That's how we'll know how he'll usually speak to us. Just like you get to know your mate or your family members and how they deal with you is what? Putting in the time. Well, I'm going to stop there, and we're going to finish up on this wheel next Monday and then go on to the way. But we're talking again about the WWW of God's holy internet highway to victory, his word, the will of God, and the way of God. And I pray that this word has blessed you and gave you instruction, tangible things that you can take and align ourselves with God's word, God's will, and doing it God's way for our life. Amen. Back to you, Ms. Tiffany.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for stepping on my toes this morning. And I thank you for the WWW of God's holy internet highway to victory. You said knowing God's word, doing his will, and doing it his way. So I thank you, because sometimes we allow our own selves to get twisted up in God's formula, and it just does not work. So I thank you for, like I said, putting us in order this Monday morning. So that will take us through the week God's way. So I bless you this morning, and I thank you. And at this time, I would ask for Miss Candy. Miss Candy, are you there? If you could come on at this time and go ahead and close us out in a word of prayer.
I am here, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, as we close another master's call, we take time now to acknowledge your lordship over this call and over our lives. Lord, you are mighty. All glory, all honor, and all praises unto you. We thank you for Pastor Vanessa and for the word she blessed us with this morning. And we thank you that she is filled with the operating wisdom and revelation knowledge of God. We pray that you continue to bless her, her ministry, and her family. We pray, Father God, that you bless Artists International, the workers of Artists, the distributors and Artists, and the Diaz de Leon family. We pray you bless every business and organization represented on this call. Father God, I come to you in the precious name of Jesus to thank you that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to our prayers. You said we can come boldly to the throne to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, this is a time when we need help. Help us, Lord, to develop our faith, to believe and stand on your word. We need help in believing your report that says we are healed and that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. You said that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You said 1,000 may fall or 10,000 may fall, but it won't come near us. We need help in rebuking the evil reports that come from an employer who's about to dismiss us. An evil report about a business deal that's about to go south. We need help in believing, rebuking a medical report, God, that says that there's nothing else that can be done and that maybe a death sentence is being given. As we lift you up, Father God, we just thank and praise you, Lord God, for your word that tells us that the nations of this word of this world need our help, Lord. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. As we see those who are looking at empty pockets, no savings, no income, no jobs, and no profit from a business, we need help in believing that we are the lenders and not the borrowers, and that you will supply all our need according to riches in Christ Jesus. For those who are going through separation of loved ones, either through divorce or death, help us to believe that you will never leave us or forsake us. Help us to feel your loving arms wrapped around us. For those feeling overwhelmed, confused, unstable minds, help us, Lord God, to believe you are not the author of confusion and that we have the mind of Christ. Help us, Lord God, to hear your word, to know your word, and believe your word. Help us, God, to believe you are not a God that should lie. Your word will not return to your void, and let every man be a liar and God be true. Hallelujah. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places, every evil spirit, demon spirit, every spirit that attempts to block, hinder, alter, dismantle, or prevent the believers from God's word, believing God's word. I loose into our lives blessings and God-ordained experiences, signs and wonders, miracles, and revelation knowledge that confirms God's word in the lives of every person on our prayer list and every person under the sound of my voice. I declare and decree the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind establishes their thoughts and our thoughts and belief in your word. Father God, I thank you for the full armor of God that gives us each day to stand, to fight, and to believe in your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Candy, for closing us out and sealing our call in a word of prayer. I thank you, Miss Kathy, Minister Kathy, for opening us up in a word of prayer. And I thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for your prophetic word that you placed in our lives this morning. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, along with Dr. Jocelyn Henderson, it has been indeed a privilege and pleasure to greet each one of you on the Master's Morning Call. And I pray that the glory of God will be upon each of our founders. We lift them up, each of the leaders, and each of you, the Master's Morning Call listeners. And as you go through the day, I pray that you will accept God's call to be a minister in the marketplace. Have a prosperous and magnificent Monday until we meet again. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye.